Module 7. Across Cultures 4. Exercise 3. Technology. From Ancient to Modern.
From Ancient to Modern. Before phones, calculators, cameras and watches, how did people communicate, count, take pictures and tell the time? Communication. Can you imagine life before telephones? In ancient Greece, soldiers used the sun and their metal shields to send messages. Today, soldiers don't have shields, but they have a mirror for emergencies. They don't need a signal to send a message, just some sun. And what did we do before texting and emails? People wrote lots of letters. In 19th century London, postmen delivered letters to people's homes more than 6 times a day. Counting. The earliest way to count was on our 10 fingers and toes. Then, about 5,000 years ago, the Chinese invented the abacus. This is a wooden frame with beads on wire. You move the beads to count. People in Asia still use abacuses today because they are sometimes faster than calculators. And they don't need batteries or solar power to work. Pictures. We all like looking at photos of happy occasions, but when did they invent the camera? The ancient Chinese and Greeks knew about pinhole cameras. These put a picture upside down in a box, but they couldn't save it. In the 19th century, photographers experimented and made a camera that saved pictures. The cameras were very slow, so people had to sit still for a long time. Now, digital cameras in our phones let us quickly photograph anything, anywhere. Clocks and watches. In the past, people used nature, for example, the sun, to tell the time. The ancient Egyptians had sun clocks 3,500 years ago. They built a tower and watched its shadow on the ground. About 3,000 years later, in 1505, a German man made the first small clock or pocket watch. Then, at the end of the 19th century, a Frenchman made the first wristwatch. At first, only women wore wristwatches. Until the First World War, most men used pocket watches.